Nam, hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. How are ya?
Good.
Hi. Good.
Yeah. Let's hear some names. Who's there?
Suzanne. Carol.
Suzanne and...
Carol Becca.
Guru Ravi, and did I hear Rebecca? Okay, who's there?
Okay.
Bhagwan?
Yes.
Okay, and who
else?
Kehar.
Welcome.
Hadi Mandir.
Hi, Hargobin.
Hello.
And who else?
Carol Decca.
Hi, Carol. Glad to have you. And who else? Oh, I know. There were a whole lot before. Who else is here? Okay.
Onkar.
Onkar. Satnam, Onkar.
Satnam.
That's a sweet picture you posted on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw it. I love the picture. It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anybody else? Okay. So, let's get started. Please sit straight. Palms together as you can. At the heart center. Breath pose. Long deep breath. Relaxing at the brow point. And now, inhaling thought, exhaling nam. And inhale to tune in. Long deep breath. From the belly through the nose. And now please begin hot breath. That is, on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. It's actually healing energy, but just feel it like that. Feel that precious breath. Feel who you are. Mmm, yum. And now, begin to send that heart breath to everybody on this call or on the recording. And if you're on the recording, please join us. Not bound by time or space. Keep up with a long, deep breath. And now, please send it out across the world to anyone who needs it. And there are plenty who need it. Please send it out. Put her up with me. And acknowledge the fact that so many people have been praying for you when you did not even know it. Please send out that beautiful heart breath. Feel that beautiful breath that you have brought in till it is, oh, the most gorgeous flowers you ever saw in your life. And exhale and send them all on their way to give light and life to everyone who receives them. And breathe. Good. Okay, so I'm hearing, welcome. I'm saying, is this Babaji? Yes, this is Babaji. Okay. So now he says, now he would like you to imagine that you are lying down in a whole field of lilies. A whole field of lilies. Or beautiful flowers. What is your favorite? He said. He says, lie down in this field. He says, if it's roses, don't bring the thorns in. No. He said, just lie down in this beautiful, beautiful field of flowers. He says, it's your own precious sight, your own precious place, your own precious being. And he says, often when you lie down on the earth, you get all wet and gooey on the back. He says, no, not this time. He said, you're just enjoying it. You're enjoying the beautiful light and life that is flowing through on a very beautiful, clear, he calls it a raucous day. Sir, why is it raucous? He says, because there is so much goodness in the air. It's like a festival. It's like a festival of kindness or good fairies or precious beings. He says, just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. So many activities going on, and you are enjoying it. He says, breathe with that, please. He says, don't you know how you love to be light? How you love to be, have kindness come your way? How you love to participate? How you love to contribute? And be part of the whole scene. He says, this is your day for it. This is your day. He says, know that this is what this Aquarian age coming up is about. He says, so many people are so afraid, so find the idea of this switch over to the Aquarian age with all that entails to be heartbreaking. He says all they can do is concentrate on the disasters. He says, my dear one, do you understand how you are coming into a time of connection, a time of glory, a time of beauty? He says, what's happening, what will happen, is that the constraints that you have felt so severely on you, and maybe even not have recognized, he says they will be melting. And he says, if you post your mindset, he says, according to that which is melting, he says you'll melt with it. He says, no doubt about it. He says, wherever you put your attention, that is what you will flow with. He says, it's so simple. You know, he says, that's redundant. You all know that. He says, so instead, he is asking us to remember. He's asking us to remember that who we are those of connection. He says that's what light is. Light is pure connection. Pure connection without stops to it. Now, he's not asking you to give up your secure boundaries. In other words, if someone is seeking to overtake you, you say, no, I'm connecting with the flow. I'm not connecting with your harshness. I'm not connecting with your hurtfulness. I am totally in the flow. If you want to come with me, come with me, but I'm not under your control. Do you understand? He said so many, many movements across the world through the ages, he said, have come to naught because the control, the Piscean control, became too huge. You know, either those in control blotted out the population so that there was nobody to rebel. And he said, you all have been part of that. He said, you were frightened. You were frightened for yourselves, your family, your friends, your community, and so you sublimated the changeover. He said, and of course the time was not right. The frequencies could not hold that beautiful switchover. He says, but now the frequency is correct. It has the integrity of holding this light, this kindness, this beauty, this flow of who you are. He said, it's very magnificent. He said, are you still in that field of flowers? He says, breathing in that field of flowers? He says, don't forget. Those flowers are your goodness and your happiness. They are all your connections. He says, this is the most extraordinary era in that you can finally be who you are. You've had so many inklings of it, you know, in past lifetimes, in this lifetime. He says, now it is time. Now it is time to realize the goodness that flows through you without stopping. He says, do not even stop to wink or to turn around. This is a time to lay into the flowering goodness that flows through you and relish it. He says, it's too simple. It's just too simple. He's asking us, yes, we come up against old habit patterns and so on. He says, be alert, be aware. That's your warriorship. Be alert, be aware. And when those things come up to haunt you or to trap you, you go, breathe, and then lie back in your field of flowers. Breathe. And your breathing, your heart breath, will allow the changeover to occur from the short-sightedness, the old habits, the difficulties, the pains. He says, you just breathe with that heart breath and lie back into your field of lilies, your field of flowers. He says, lie back into the goodness. He says, I know all these things take what we call discipline. And it's so much easier to go with the old habits that pick you up and spin you in circles and make you crazy. He says, oh, yes, that's so much easier, isn't it? He says, take your choice, my dear one. Take your choice. It's up to you. There's no blame either way. You just choose. He said, it is a raucous time. It is a time of changeover, a time of extraordinary exchange of who you are. He says, love yourself. Love your kindness. Love your physical prowess. Love your gracefulness. He says, love your picadillos. That means all of your odd little habits. He says, they're funny, aren't they? He says, be kind to one another. Even those creepy and impatient ones who cut in front of you in traffic. He says, be kind to them. They just don't know. So allow the kindness to continue to open and open. He says, because there's no dearth of kindness. He says, you were raised in a time that was a time of want versus a time of plenty. He says, this old American dream idea about going from penniless to bountifulness, he says, is an odd sort of thing. He says, because the truth be told, he says, all is bounty. All is bounty. All is care for you. It is a matter of you watching it. In other words, being open to it. Holding that blessed, he says, it's what you call intention, but it's more than intention. What he calls it is, holding. He says, holding the creative juice in the crucible of love. Holding the creative juice in the crucible of love. He says, you have heard of the concept of holding the intention. That's what it is. Holding the creative juice in the crucible of love. He says, and as you do that, then the creative power, the Adishakti, the known and the unknown, can work together to provide that essence, that beauty, that kindness, that prosperity that you all feel that you need and want. And, of course, being on this earth, your prosperity is very much a part of your life here. He says, every time you have a doubt about that, every time you move out of neutral, every time you get too tight, oh, I'm doing this, I'm making this. He says, every time you do that, you put little holes in your crucible. He says, and you put so many holes in it, it turns out to be a sieve. He says, no wonder those wonderful, glorious imaginings, knowings, creativities, he says, no wonder they flow away. He says, it's not to hold it so tight that you squish it and you squish all the juice out of your hands. No. It is that you create this beautiful nest, this openness, this kindness, this awareness, and you abide in it. He says, please abide in it. He says, you can take a rest, you can fall asleep. He says, but your awareness does not fall asleep. He says, you do not go to numb. You do not go to wild fantasies. He says, you abide in this creativity. Abide in this knowing. Abide in who you are. Okay, I just want to take a minute and say that we can hear all the background noises, so it sounds as though there's kind of swishing or moving the phone around or something like that. So you can press star 6 to mute yourself if you want for right now. Okay. So, he says, have faith in who you are and this very beautiful creative mechanism that you are. Love the essence. Love the kindness. And that is what brings the creativity to you. He says, you may think, oh, all of these very rich people in these corporations, they don't even pay taxes to support, you know, the common good, or they prey, P-R-E-Y, on the welfare of those who contribute, and they are the ones who are so rich. He says, yes, filthy rich. He says, you have to get over the notion that a lot of money is what makes you happy and prosperous. He says, I'm not saying that you should have no money and that would make you prosperous. No. He says, allowing yourself to flow in the ease is prosperity. And that first starts in your own intention, your own awareness, your own energy system. That flow, that ease, is what carries you through. He says, do you suppose those people have that flow and ease? Well, he says, I can tell you, because I can see them, I know them, that, he says, it's not fair to include all of them, and what he's going to say, but he says so many of them have so many difficulties, and they pass these difficulties down to their children and so on. He says, the flow and the ease is your great prosperity. And then as you do that, as you connect, as you open, he says, that is what makes you great. That is what satisfies your call to greatness. He says that your call to greatness is inborn in you. You are called to be great. And when that does not flow, it makes you unhappy. It leaves you feeling unattended, unfulfilled, not quite with it. He says, relax in the ease and the flow. Relax in the ease and the flow, and that is your prosperity. That is how you reach your greatness. He says, no, greatness in your culture has meant being a celebrity, right? He says, that's a lot of boobah, and you know it. But do you really believe it? He says, look in yourself now and come up. Listen. He says, I'm going to talk to you. He says, so listen, and I am going to tell you what your greatness is. I'm going to tell you the greatness of you in your own path. I'm going to tell you what it is. He says, listen now. And please write it down when you have it. He says, and keep that in your awareness as we continue to talk. Keep that in your awareness. He says, hover over it. Support it from underneath. He says, examine it from all sides. He says, do you think it's too hard? Do you think it's unbelievable? Do you think it's outrageous? So he's laughing now. He thinks that's funny. He says, well, my dear ones, you know, on the one side you are in quest for your greatness, which means the total expression of this gorgeous flow through you. And on the other hand, you fight it because you think it's too much. Oh, how could that be me? Oh, how could that happen? So he's just asking you, please, he said, please just relax in it. Relax in your greatness. He says, how we get there, he says, is up to us. It's not up to you, except that it is up to you to the point that you accept it, that you let go of your limitations. And it doesn't come all at once, you know. It doesn't come all at once. It's like loading your basket handful by handful. And the way you load handful by handful is by letting go of the limits. Handful by handful. It's a matter of relaxing. He says, use your mantra. He says, that cuts, that eases those holds on your greatness. He says, next is please be grateful. Grateful for your greatness. He says, there is so much involved in it. So much that flows from it. He says, these are like seeds. You know those seeds you get and they already come with their own fertilizer? He says, that's what this is. He says, you just plant it. You just plant it. In the depths of your own heart, in the depths of your own belly. He says, and allow, he says, allow the manure. The manure, that is the old stuff that was limiting you, that is transformed now, that is processed through nature. Allow that to fertilize this these incredible seeds of greatness that you have in you. He says, in this culture, you think of greatness as having to do with being well-known, well-moneyed, well-dressed, well-perceived. He says, I am not talking about the outside. He says, you cannot have this beautiful flow to the outside without risk, unless it is flowing from the very most pure part of you. He says, so all you can do is allow it to flow. And if people want to pick up on that and connect with you, wahe guru, he says. He says, but it flows from that most pure place of you. And you cannot worry about who. He says, as a matter of fact, he says, people's admiration for you is a trap. It can be a trap. He says, so if you are looking for validation from the outside for your greatness, he says, you've missed it. You have missed it. On the other hand, if people do admire you, he says, it can be a trap because then you get caught in their feedback only. And when you do that, you impose limitations. You cover your light. So he says, as the greatness emanates from you, from this beautiful place of sun, total, gorgeous sun of you, he says, allow people to receive it. And if they love it, then please unite with them and help them turn on their own greatness. He says, your emanating of the light turns on their switch of the light. He says, that's what this new age is about. He says, we talk about you holding hands. This is what you do. You turn on, you allow your light to turn on, you foster it, you allow it to build, you allow it to shine in most beautiful and miraculous ways, and then you allow that gorgeous light, when it is ready, to It's like, you remember when you were a child and you would go to your friend's house and knock on the door and say, can my friend come out to play? It's more like that. And allow your frequency to vibrate with the other person's frequency so that they can hear the bell, they can hear the chime, and if they're ready, they can let go their limits and playfully open and unite with you. It is fun. It's the most profound fun there ever was and ever could be. He says, and you are privileged. You have allowed yourself this privilege to play with this light, to be with it. So he says now, please, please move into your greatness. He says, you have heard it now. He says, and feel it in every place in your body, every place in your mind, every place that has been masked and has been holding back in you. Just without judgment, open to it. Let it be yours. He says, let any perception of filth or disbelief or overwhelm, he said, let it fall. Let it fall. He says, better yet, give it to me. I will eat it. It is like jelly donuts to me. He says, send it back to me. He says, I can handle it. I can exchange it. Good. And now, let your greatness flower in you. Let it flower from you. That's it. Open and open. And feel the kindness and the coziness and the connection. Isn't that the most fun, he says? Isn't it the most fun? He says, now, my sweet darling, he says, keep this up. He says, do not drop this. Keep it up. He says, allow this in your sadhana. Allow this in your daily life. Allow this when those apparent, seemingly difficulties within yourself show up. Allow your greatness to just, allow the perfume to just permeate everything. All of you. And now he says, would you all, he says, be aware of your greatness now. He says, just what I told you, just what you saw. He says he'd like you to share that with each other. And there are a few reasons. One is so that you acknowledge it within your own self. Do not hide behind false humility. Allow yourself to acknowledge it so that it can firmly take root. And the other is express it to the rest of us so that we may tune into it, so that we may vibrate with it. So that it may increase in might and value and worth to all of us. We will love that. Okay, so who can share their greatness?
Let Mama's own car.
Yes, own car.
I love how you just said that, so I said, okay, I can share.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm glad.
So right when you said greatness, I just kept getting love, love, love. So to love, to be love, to share love, and to help others to recognize the love within themselves.
Oh, that's fabulous. Did you really feel that today?
Yes, right now I'm just vibrating.
You sense it's a vibration of love.
And what's really, really beautiful, too, is I personally have a hard time grounding sometimes, so I know that right now that's what I'm working on, is to ground everything that I receive from above. So the whole flowering part was really beautiful, because I just kept feeling the flower flowering within and then grounding into Mother Earth, so growing roots to be able to process what comes in and to go down and to share it.
Oh, that's very wonderful. That's very wonderful. He says, yes, my dear, you got it.
So I'm going to keep that with my son. I love that. Thank you.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, so now let's all just breathe a minute here and vibrate with the love that is coming in through Omkar and is reaching all the rest of us, too. Oh, that's very delicious, isn't it? Thank you, dear. Okay, so who else can share their greatness with us? We are in bright anticipation.
Satnam, this is James. This
Hello,
is,
James.
Hi. This is my personal request. As you told Waheguru, a couple of mantras. As you know, there's a lot of hundreds of mantras. Is there any way top 10 mantras everybody should do, no matter it is, you know, could be for the prosperity, wealth, towards your enlightenment, you know, whatever. This is the top 10. And there's a lot of mantras, you know, confusing which one to do, how to do all this. Is there any way you can put it in our Soul Answer website, like, hey, this is the top 10 we should do, how to do, for everything, prosperity, wealth, daily, regular life, you know, that's really helps in the, if you send, you know, all the group in your call, and you can't miss this, you have to do 1 hour or 2 hours frame, so that it will be more efficiently, you know, use those kind of a power of mantras, that helps a lot. This is my personal request.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, mantras are quite incredible. And I'm going to tell you what, James, on... If you go to the page that has the telephone number for this call on it and the recordings on it, if you, on that page, you will find a link to a forum where you can actually post those yourself.
I know, hundreds of months, what I'm requesting is, you know, what's the Baba Sitchin, he recommends for our devotees, everybody who is on call, this is directed by, you know, I don't want my recommendation. You want the recommendation from Baba Sri Charan. Hey, you have to do daily for everything. You are moving from third dimension to for highest dimension. We have to suffer third dimensions, all these things. We have to learn how to achieve to next dimension by surviving in third dimension. What are the top 10 mantras? There's a lot of 100. I don't want to put my own mantras, which I don't know. That's my request, asking Baba Sri Charan, what is really top 10 mantras you recommend? You got enlightened. What is the, you know, it's kind of a complete package mantras to achieve. What is the bottom line for everybody?
Okay.
To go for enlightenment.
James?
Yes.
James? What did Baba Sri Charan say is your greatness?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, just breathe a minute. Breathe a minute. Good. And now relax your mind. And listen. Listen to what Baba Sri Charan says. Let yourself allow the fact that there is a greatness that flows through you.
Yes, I feel it.
Oh, good. And what is your greatness?
Being very honest. slow myself.
Say it again. You're very honest in what?
Love myself and love others.
And you love yourself and what?
Love others, people, others also, including me.
Oh, that's wonderful. He says, now James, that is your greatness. He says, I want you to concentrate on it. I want you to allow it. He says, if you do the other mantras and feel lost, then it's very hard for me to work with you. He says, if you allow your honesty, your love for yourself and your love for others, and then we sing the mantras together, and pure happiness and purity, he says, then we can do magnificent things together. Okay, now I'm going to tell you the mantra that he is telling me now, and that he always tells people when they ask for mantras.
Yes.
It is Guru, Guru, Wahe Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru. And you'll note that's a Guru Ram Das mantra.
Okay.
And they're partners. They're partners.
Okay.
Okay. He says, please do that. He says, and relax in your own greatness. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes. He says he loves you too. Don't forget.
Sure. Thank you. I love to.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Okay, someone else with her greatness.
I can share. This is Kehar.
Good. Yes, dear.
I am the one, I be the one, I see the one, and it's also about me holding the one space, which I've been getting a lot, so it's the complete, being with the one of the complete totality of everything, and seeing it in everyone and holding everyone in it, and it's just beautiful and overwhelming and gorgeous.
Oh, fabulous. Is it cozy as well?
It is. It's cozy. It's always vibrating and an adventure. Yeah. Never changing, but solid.
All righty then.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's all just breathe with that oneness. Oh, isn't this fun? What a delight. What a delight. Oh, good. Thank you, dear. And now to that, let's add James's honesty and his love for himself and his love for others. Allow that to open up. Good. And Omkar's beautiful love. Love to, from, up, down, everywhere. So cool. Okay, keep up. And to that, we're going to add everybody else's greatness. Even though we haven't heard them yet, we know that they're in the mix. So keep up the breath and vibrate with all of them. All of us. Wonderful. What a gorgeous healing package. It's not really a package, because package means that there's a cutting off. But he says a group, an amalgamation of gorgeous, textured, beautiful light. Good. He says, this is the company of the holy. This is it. Oh, God bless you all. I'm sorry we have come to, he says, don't be sorry. He says, let it continue. He says, okay, let it continue. And keep up, and please come on the blog. I guess it's better to call it a forum. Come on our forum, and visit. Oh, by the way, if you register in the forum, even if you don't write anything, at least you will be able to get the emails from the other people who are writing in the forum, and it is the most interesting and uniting thing ever. So, keep in touch, and we will talk again next week. Bless you all. Live in your greatness. Yay. Satnam. And Kehar, would you lead us?
Inhale.
May the long sunshine upon you, all the around you, and the glow of life within you, guide your way on, guide your way on. Guide our way home.
Inhale. And bow to this beautiful greatness that flows through you. It is the God of you. Love it and have fun. Bless you all. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.